I mean, I know y'all seen the intro, so I'm on to the first thing here. And that would be this Andrew Tate character. And I know, you know, at first glance, at first blush, yeah, I've heard of him before this shit went down, before, you know, all of this stuff started happening to him. And, you know, I wasn't really much of a fan, you know, because, you know, he's part PUA, part pimp when he comes at these topics. And he's a bit of a trad cuck in my, you know, in my eyes too. You know, he's taken on Islam, but is doing this shit on the side, which I don't know how he squares himself with it. I don't care though. You know what I'm saying? Live and let live. You know, I mean, it's kind of fucked up that the powers that be do that to people and do that to these peas and shit, and they get them hemmed up for human trafficking charges and shit when these broads are grown and they've made adult decisions to get into this game. Now, excuse me. I don't know if that is legal in Romania or not, but I'm just going to go ahead and flat out assume that it is still criminalized to this day. I mean, pimping and hoeing, man, has been going on since the beginning of time. And, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, brother, you know, when you getting up into this game, baby,
but you got to have vision.
You see that shit? That motherfucker was pimp with it. Oh, my God. Man, I got to hit you one more time with that one more time. Willie, I respect your ambition, but you got,
but you got to have vision.
You see how he moved his hands? Oh, that's my shit. That is my favorite part in the movie Willie Dynamite is when, you know, I forgot what his name was. Shit. But he does that shit and he has a little pimp meeting. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just that right there. But back to this Andrew Tate thing, bro. Have whatever you think about the guy, it's cool. I mean, you know, there are some P's out here that you might as well say the P stands for predator, because, you know, they take predatory means and predatory steps to fund their largely black market business. You know, I mean, the best model I would say is that area outside of Vegas where at the bunny ranches, you know what I'm saying? Where it's a legal thing, and in some places all over America anyway, where you got escorts. And I think they legalized it or fully decriminalized it up in Canada. But, you know, more problems are put on the trick than said the hoe or mate. Well, more problems are put on the trick and the pimp, but not on the hoe. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't cool either. You know what I mean? But back to this shit. You know, a judge in Romania has granted a request to extend by another 30 days the arrest of Andrew Tate, the social media personality and self-described misogynist, who was detained in the country on charges of being part of an organized crime group, human trafficking and rape, an official said on Friday. Tate, he's 36. A British U.S. citizen. Oh, so he was a citizen here in America? Huh, okay, didn't know that. So is a British U.S. citizen who has 4.7 million followers on Twitter, was initially detained on December 29th in Bucharest, Romania's capital. His brother Tristan and two Romanian women were arrested and held in the same case. Ramona Bola, a spokesperson for Romania's anti-organized crime agency, DICOT, I think that's what it is. It's DIICOT is what it looks like. Or is it the Roman numeral 2? Told the Associated Press, bunch of ass fucks, that's the enemy, stupid media. Told the Associated Press that prosecutors requested the second 30-day extension Thursday to keep all four in detention while the investigation continued. A judge approved the request Friday, she said. The judge's decision at the Bucharest tribunal came after four lost an appeal last week in a Bucharest court against the judge's December 30th ruling to extend their arrest from the from 24 hours to 30 days. What? So, yeah, they're being detained. And you got to understand, you ain't got no Mirandas like you do here in America, brother. The Tates are also likely to appeal Friday's further extension, which they're doing right now. And from the looks of it here, let me see. All right.
$4.8 million Bugatti taken away from him by the police. And it is very interesting. Andrew Tate is officially in big trouble, it seems like. Romanian authorities will indeed be selling his Bugatti if he's convicted for his latest crimes. It's Andy Luani here reporting with all the details. Andrew Tate, who has been a widely controversial figure online, was previously banned on all platforms, but made a return to Twitter. He has posted a variety of photos on the platform since returning, including the infamous Bugatti he trolled Greta Thunberg with. Last month, authorities seized several luxury cars from Andrew Tate's compound on the outskirts of the Romanian capital. And as of now, a Romanian publication reported that a self-proclaimed misogynist has been storing some of his luxury sports cars in Dubai. Romanian officials have requested that any sports cars be transferred to Romania to collect any assets he has in the city. In the collection of cars seized from the police last month, police were able to obtain a Rolls-Royce, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. The entire Romanian car collection is estimated to be around $6 million. Cars like the McLaren 765LT is estimated to be close to approximately $410,000, but of course nowhere near the amount of a $4.8 million Bugatti. Authorities also believe that Tate and his brother Tristan are holding on to assets or luxury vehicles in other countries as well. A report from Gondol stated that authorities are looking into the UK, USA, and even Ireland as potential sources. Now, you've probably been wondering, why are all these cars being seized in the first place? Well, if Tate is indeed convicted of his charges, he will owe a multitude of damages that he may really not be able to pay off. If this ends up being the case, the cars will be used to pay off the financial damages accrued through court. As of right now, Tate has not made any comment online on the repo of his car collection, it seems like. The former boxer has been sitting in jail documenting his entire experience on, of course, none other than Twitter. Many of us are not sure how he's able to tweet at this time, but it is pretty extensive. As of right now, Tate has been claiming his innocence in jail. He has been able to write a multitude of tweets, as we said, each and every day, but claims he's not able to write letters and do too much in confinement. Andrew Tate has been trying to get onto the Joe Rogan podcast as well for quite some years, some believe, in order to profess his innocence, but he has actually been asking to be a guest on the podcast since 2019. The Southern Poverty Law Center stumbled upon this information while going through Alex Jones's phone. Joe Rogan responded to the situation saying, "Yeah, he's been trying to get on my podcast for a while. I'm way overbooked right now." It's been about 4 years since Tate has been following up with Alex Jones about this, or over the course of 4 years, so I'm not too sure if this is an actual excuse right now. We are very interested to see what Andrew Tate is going to tweet next, especially if his other cars in other countries are being repoed. It's Andy Luani here, FindingSportsTrending.com for more information.
Damn! Damn!